We're going to get to the Mavericks-Clippers matchup and everything else that happened over the weekend, the final weekend of the regular season in the NBA here in about 15 minutes. But first, I saw this on Twitter, and it's right up our alley in this show because this is one of our favorite topics, man versus beast.
This is amazing.
And somebody did a poll of men and women. Which animals do you think you could beat in a fight?
Boy, do we overrate ourselves.
Yes. So, the first one, grizzly bear. I don't think any of us on the show believe we could beat a grizzly bear in a fight in any way, shape, or form, but 7% of men and 6% of women feel like they could win a fight with a grizzly bear.
What are y'all thinking? There's no way. 7%?
Now, that was the smallest number of respondents, you know, in terms of which animal they thought they could going to fight against. So in other words, 93% of men and 94% of women agree that they could never beat up a grizzly bear, but 7% and 6% think they could.
I'd like the 6% of women thinking, yeah, I think so. Yeah, a smaller grizzly bear. Yeah, nah, no problem. That's ridiculous.
Isn't that unbelievable?
Yeah. That must have been, they pulled some drunk people at a bar.
Yeah, had some liquid courage mm-hmm. in them.
Next on the list, a lion. 8% of men felt like they could beat up a lion. 7% of women.
That's good.
Ridiculous.
And we need to get those numbers up.
I think I would rather take on the, I think I'd rather go grizzly bear than lion. I can't believe that's even more.
Now, I found this to be maybe the most ridiculous, and we've never talked about man versus elephant. But 9% of men say they could beat up an elephant.
That's
8%
stupid.
Of women. An elephant.
No way.
Also, gorilla was fourth, 9% and 8% there.
Should check in at zero.
See, right. The problem is,
all these like, should check in at zero.
It sounds like it's the same idiots answering all this. They think they can beat up every single one of those. They ask different people about these animals.
I think it's the same people.
Yeah, same.
Yeah.
Right. Same people. And the percentages do increase here as we go down the list.
Okay.
But yeah, I think you're right. The same 7% who said they could beat up a grizzly bear were in the 9% that said they could
right.
beat up an elephant.
Right.
Crocodile, 10% of men, 8% of women could win that fight. That's one where I think I might have a chance just because they say to beat up a crocodile or win a fight, all you have to do is hold their mouth closed and they
can't
open.
With two fingers.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right. If you try to do it with your whole hand, then they can beat you. But if you just hold it shut with two fingers, then it works.
And they're defenseless.
Okay. 10%.
Wolf. 16% of men say they could win a fight against a wolf. 9% of women.
Mm-mm. No.
I'm intimidated by the wolf.
Is that the biggest disparity between men and women?
No. We'll get to that.
Okay.
If you had a matchup of 100 men and 100 different matchups with wolves, I think maybe 1 or 2% would actually win.
I agree. There's one badass that probably knows how to defeat a wolf.
Okay, well, what is winning? Is it killing it or is it just making it run away?
Gordo, that's a good one.
In nature, all fights are to the death.
I guess it's
that's
to the death.
That's not true.
Oh, it sounded good.
Even though you delivered it very dramatically and declaratively, it's not true.
I guess until the animal says...
Addressing me by my formal first name.
I guess if it's until the animal taps out. If the wolf hits you with his paw a couple times, okay.
Then see, I think
you win.
Well, then I think that you could win these fights.
See, that's why I think it needs to be to the death.
To the death.
Yeah.
All right, this is one that I think people underestimate. 17% of men, 11% of women say they could win a fight against a kangaroo.
No way.
And it's not just their boxing skills, but they can kick the hell out of you.
Yeah. Yeah, no way.
Here's another one that I don't think I could win, but 22% of men and 12% of women think they could, a chimpanzee.
No.
Yeah, no. This is the one we used to fight about when it came to Larry Allen taking on an animal.
Yeah, now I think a giant, strong man like him stands a chance, but I know I couldn't beat up a chimpanzee.
I wonder if fighting a chimp is harder than even fighting a gorilla.
Maybe.
You can reason with the gorilla more?
I think that chimps are more violent than gorillas.
But gorillas are bigger and stronger.
Right.
I'd rather take my chances with a chimp But I think you're right about the chimp being more violent and crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, they have that that method to their madness where they rip your genitals off.
Right.
Chimps always go for the genitals.
Yeah. Incredible.
And then your face.
Yeah, biting you.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-mm.
Isn't that crazy they know to go for the genitals?
Yeah. You know, they read about it in a magazine or something that we're all concerned about our genitals. So that's where they go first.
Cheap shot.
All right, now we're getting into...
Yeah, chimps are cheap shot artists.
Boy, they are. Now we're getting into the part of the survey where we have the greatest disparity, the next three or four.
Okay.
23% of men, but only 8% of women, think they could take a king cobra.
Hmm. Yeah, because you can charm them, right? Make a few jokes.
Maybe.
Compliment their eyes.
Yeah.
Hmm. 31% of men, but only 15% of women, say they could take a large dog.
Yeah, boy, I don't think it would be... The actual results, I don't think would be that
Craig's
that
in that percentage.
I'm in the percentage that thinks I could take a medium-sized dog.
You're right.
But large dogs, I think I would stand a chance. I think every man would stand a chance. But, like, I don't think I could ultimately take a Rottweiler or German Shepherd, something like that. I don't think I could do that.
So what is medium? Is that defined up to like 70 pounds?
40 to 50 pounds, maybe?
Yeah, 40 to 50. Pit bull range.
How big do pit bulls get? Don't they get to 60 pounds?
Maybe.
Yeah.
I was going to say 30 to 40 on
that. Yeah, I think generally 40.
That is.
All right.
40.
This is a weird one to put in the survey, but 38% of men, 23% of women say they could beat up an eagle.
I'm insane.
What a weird matchup.
Why would they put eagle in the survey?
Yeah. Yeah.
So the eagle's just flying at you, and you just got to play defense first?
I guess.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or he's on the ground. If he's on the ground, I like my chances better. If he's attacking me from the air, I don't know.
Well, he's got to be attacking you from the air. That's the way they roll.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep. Yeah, they don't have a navy.
And they have razor-sharp talons.
Right. Gouge your eyes.
Yes.
They'll
tear
pluck
your scalp when you see your hair flying away.
Oh, they'll pluck your eyeballs out.
Uh-huh. And then show them to you before you die.
Yeah, they'll have to go to a mirror,
I think I could take an eagle.
Tear your eyeball to a mirror where they can show you what they did before you die.
I'm punching him as soon as he's trying to apply the talons to my scalp.
You would punch a bald eagle?
Well, if it's a fight, then yeah.
Yeah.
Anything goes. I believe it's illegal. I think that's illegal, George. And I think it's against America, and I don't appreciate it. And I'm on your show to try to help you. No.
All right.
Here's the answer with the biggest disparity.
Those eagles probably think you're a big jerk.
60% of men, but only 39% of women say they could beat a medium-sized dog in a fight. And I do believe I could take one medium-sized dog.
So you're part of the 17% of women who think they can beat up a dog.
39% of women say they could beat up a dog. 60% of men.
If we're putting the pit in there as the medium-sized dog.
I could take a pit.
I think that's a 50-50 kind of proposition.
You just got to know what you're doing.
Okay, will you get in one of those dog training outfits
and get hurt
and do a demonstration?
At ticket stock?
Yeah.
Okay.
That would be hilarious.
You would be screaming so loudly.
Man, that would be the most attended ticket stock event ever.
Junior's
going to fight a pit bull at ticket stock.
And I'm in one of those giant Michelin man outfits.
Yeah, look like a goalie.
All right, this is funny too. And big disparity here. 71% of men, but only 51% of women say they could beat up a goose.
Who couldn't whoop a goose? Only 71%, I would think 99% of men would say I could take that goose.
Don't you have this giant target of a long neck to grab them by?
Yeah, just grab them by that neck and wring their neck.
Yeah, that's an easy win.
I think so, too.
Yeah, I don't see how anyone couldn't think they couldn't beat up a goose.
The last two are weird. 74% of men... And 64% of women think they could beat up a house cat. So there are 26% of men that don't think they could win a fight against a house cat.
They're pretty rough.
They, yeah. I think you would win, but you would sustain damage.
Probably.
Between, yeah, like the claws.
And... You would die of infection within 2 weeks.
Probably.
You'd be so cut up.
And finally, 76% of men and 68% of women say they could beat up a rat.
Well,
that's
okay.
Easy.
The weapons, though, you're not trying to hit it with a shovel.
No.
Just your bare hands, and that thing's digging its teeth into your palm.
With his big Mike Shanahan teeth.
Yeah, it looks like you're taking on a miniature Mike Shanahan.
All right, I'll also fight
I'm
a rat.
Insane now.
I'll fight a rat at ticket stock, too.
Man, it's going to be a great ticket stock once we get back and going.
So there you have it. Very, very funny survey.
That's
right
awesome.
Up our alley.
All right, 749 on the ticket. We know the matchups now, and we know the Mavericks' first-round opponent. We'll talk about it here in just 4 minutes.